Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Depends on what time you're listening to this. My name is Tori, and you tuned into No Fun Thursday. So, it's really interesting because we're now on season four. I can't remember how I broke up my seasons. I think it was the number of episodes or maybe like every 3 months. I can't remember. But we're on season four. And you know what's so crazy? Because we're on season four and it actually feels like I'm in a new season of my life or transitioning into a new season of my life. You guys know I feel like I've been transitioning for like the longest time. But I feel like I'm very much, well, you heard from last week. I feel like breakthrough. It's like breakthrough season for me anyway. And what's really interesting as well is because August, this is like the first episode in August, I believe. First episode in August. Yeah, because today is the 3rd of August. Well, you'll be listening to this on the 4th of August. Yeah, and August for me always feels like a new year. Don't know why. It always has as well. It always feels like to me August is a new year. Literally, all the things I've done in my life and things that happen always seem to like start in August. So crazy, like proper start, like there's like the pre-seasons, all that kind of stuff. Anyway, it feels like it starts in August. I don't know if it's because my birthday's in June and then I have like July to kind of like process, and then August I'm like, let me start doing this. That might be why, I don't know, but it's August. I love the month of August. It feels great. This is also the month in which I became self-employed. Again, newness. Also the month in which I shaved my hair for the first time. Again, August. I don't know what it is about August. There's like August, I don't know. I've got an attraction to the month of August for like fresh new things. Anyway, I'm coming to you from the back of my therapy session, which is really good. It wasn't as emotional. It felt like it was my first session, even though I had my first session last week. It felt like my first session. It was really good. I got out a lot of things. And you know, like when you're talking, obviously similar to this, you, especially when you're talking to someone who doesn't know you, you guys should try this. Talk to someone who doesn't know you, if you can, or act as if you're talking to someone who doesn't know you, right? And just tell them how you're feeling and why. Imagine they don't know you. There's no judgment. They can never tell anyone what you're about to tell them. And just say it, like talk it out loud. Some people will prefer to write and just write things. Yeah, just try it. It's really interesting because you find you say things that you didn't even know that you knew, or things you didn't even know were important to you. Really, really interesting. Anyway, that's not what we're talking about this today. That's not what we're talking about today. Today, I've got so much update to tell you, but that is neither here or there because they can come later. But today I wanted to talk about false positives. I don't know if I've said it before. But, yeah, so basically, you know, like in the working world, you know what? Something is telling me not to talk about that today. Why? I don't know. You know, you see the thing about me, yeah, is I'm realizing, I'm going to go off on a tangent, that I'm becoming a lot more, I used to think it was spiritual, and it probably is spiritual, but it's intuitive. I don't know where I'm coming up with these terms and where and how I'm like intaking this information, but I've realized I'm becoming a lot more intuitive to things and energies and things that's around, right? So I wanted to talk about false positives, but no, something is telling me not to talk about that, and I don't know why, but I'm gonna follow it. So we're not gonna talk about that. I need to sit with myself and figure out what I'm actually going to talk about. So I'm going to pause, but it's probably going to be like a 1 second pause for you guys. Yeah. All right, I've got it. That was like 3-4 minutes in my time, but probably like a second in your time. So I've got notes, right? Because I write notes, things that pop into my brain. Things pop into my brain, yeah. And I write notes like in my Evernote app on my phone. And things come to mind. So I was just going through my notes and I was like, what's reaching out to me? And one thing that's reaching out to me is this whole, oh my god, what was it? It was actually a sentence I wrote down. I don't know where or why. I just write down random sentences, but the sentence read something along the lines of If it doesn't work, just restart. Treat it like an experiment. I think a lot of us, myself included, we've forgotten what it is to be beginners, to be learners, to learn things, right? And that's also the reason why I feel like we get frustrated with ourselves, and also why we can end up in situations where we feel less than, right? Because remember, repeat numbers 222. Does it happen? I feel like this happens every single time. It happens to me every day. But repeat numbers again. I mean, my spiritual bag, as I said. So remember when you were young, right? And you were learning to tie your shoelace. A lot of us do not remember that, because I don't remember learning to tie my shoelace. But I know that you've seen a toddler or a child or whatever learning to tie their shoelaces, or you can imagine a child learning to tie their shoelaces, right? What happens? You know, the mother or whoever, or the sister, brother, whatever, teaches them how, or shows them how to do it. You do this, then you do this, then you do this, put it through, and you pull, and you know, you go for the da-da-da-da, and you pull. You know, that you might have, like, I've seen some parents have, like cardboard, and they punch holes in it, and they put laces through it, so the child can practice, like, just, like, on, rather than just on their shoes all the time, they can just practice, right? And have you ever seen a toddler or a child really wanting to tie their shoelace? Like, the whole, like, I'm going to be independent, like, no, don't do it for me. And they sit there for, I don't even know how long. Sometimes, you know, I've seen a toddler sit for, like, 20, 30 minutes trying to get it right. Like, they put it through and they pull, it didn't work. And they go again, they do the loops, the loops of the bunny ears or whatever, and they pull it through and they tuck it in and they pull, and it didn't work. And they go on and on and on until they can get it. And even when they get it and it's, like, super loose, they're, like, so proud and, like, so happy. But in that toddler's mind, I assume, there was no moment when they thought, I can't do this. Like, I attribute it to the fact of, like, if someone has done something before, you know that you can do it. That's how I think majority of the time. And that's how I think children think. Children, toddlers, they're like, oh, I see mum, like, feeding herself, I can feed myself. You know, I see mum, like, I don't know, putting on heels and walking, I can do that. I see mum tying shoelaces, so it means I can tie, you know what I mean? Like, there isn't anything they think they can't do. And I feel like a lot of us need to really go back into that mindset of actually, you know, there's so many things, I'm going to come back to what I just said, but there's so many things that tell us to quit. There's so many things that tell us to quit, right? Especially in spaces where we feel like, oh, this isn't a necessity to life. I feel like tying your shoelaces or putting on your clothes as a toddler is a necessity to go through life, right? That's probably why it's a thing, why our parents encourage us to do it, or older children, or, you know, siblings encourage our younger children or whatever. We encourage people to do it because it's independence, and it's a path of independence. And I feel like, yes, there are things in life that we are, we attribute to, like, I need to know how to tell the time. I don't know. Put on my clothes, brush my teeth. Like, there's things you need to do in order to function in society, right? To function as a person and to go through life, right? Cool. I feel like anything that doesn't fall into that pot or doesn't fall into that category, we almost as humans give ourselves an out. And I think more so now than ever, especially with instant gratification and social media and things, and, you know, Amazon Prime and a world of, like, fast, instant, I want this now, I get it now, I feel like we've trained ourselves, and not just us, like, people, the powers that be that's in charge of all these companies have trained us to give up. Like, if something takes a long time, then we'll give up. But I think I see it like this, right? You might not want to do something because it's going to take a long time to learn it, to understand it or whatever, right? Like, oh, that's going to take me 5 years. It takes me 10 years or 7 years to be a doctor. Oh, my God. But the time passes anyway. That's the first thing. The time will pass anyway. 7 years will pass. So it's either 7 years will pass and you haven't become a doctor, or 7 years plus and you will become a doctor. It's either one, give or take a couple years on the end, depending on what you're trying to do, right? Cool. Also, we have forgotten the process of learning. For a lot of us, some of us, I say a lot of us, some of us, we have learnt, we've actually learnt how we learn, right? So I've learnt that majority of the things I do, this is not a brag, I get quickly, I understand things quickly. I feel like, so basically my therapist, side note, my therapist told me that I might have ADHD, which makes a lot of sense. We're gonna delve into it, but it makes a lot of sense. So I feel like how I process things is very different to how other people process things. And I'm very good at processing things that are like right here, live now. If it's past information or facts or figures or things that I have to go into the past to remember, yeah, forget it. Like, forget it. Like, even people's birthdays and stuff. Like, I write people's birthdays in my diary. And I thought that was like, oh, I shouldn't do that. And then I realized a lot of people, like CEOs and all that, they do that as well. But anyway, I do things, it's important for me. Like, you know, birthdays and all that kind of stuff is important to me. So I'm like, I write it in my diary so I don't forget, because I'm not good with factual, you know, like facts you have to remember, like dates and stuff. I'm not good with that stuff. But I'm very, very good at it. So if someone shows me something, I can probably do it right there and then. If I do it over and over and over again, I probably never, ever forget it. Do you know what I mean? But I can teach myself things quite quickly. So then in my brain, I'm like, oh, I learn things quickly. No, Tori, that's what I've learned, but that's actually not the lesson. The lesson is, if you put your mind to something, you can learn it. That's the lesson. How quickly is relative? Literally, as we know, relatives, I'm not good with facts, you know, all that stuff. But I can learn them. I can learn facts. It just takes me longer. So in my mind, I'm like, oh, I'm not good at learning facts. No, Tori, you don't learn factual things as quickly as you learn physical doing things. That's actually the lesson. But in my brain, this fast brain, this instant gratification, this define yourself, this niche, you know, all these things that the world's telling me, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm not good at facts and figures and historical stuff, but I'm good at doing stuff. That's what it is. And it's like, no, actually, you're good at both. Just, it's relative. It just depends, isn't it? I can do the fact stuff. I can remember things. Like, ask me, like, someone's birthday I've known for a long time or whatever. Like, I can make the connections and I can do it. It just takes me longer. And then I therefore think to myself, oh, I'm not good at this, because it takes me longer to do that than to do something else, right? And I think that's how us as a society and as people have, like, we've, like, learned the lesson, but it's the wrong lesson. We're like, oh, this is going to take long, right? Oh, I'm not going to do it. Like, or, oh, I failed at that. Or I didn't get that right. First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth. However many times you did it. Usually it's 3 times. We don't do things more than 3 times, which is ridiculous. Oh, 3 times. And then like, no, that's actually ridiculous. How long did it take you to learn, again, to tie your shoelaces as a child? It wasn't 3 goes and then you got it. Do you know what I mean? How long did it, if you're an athlete, how long did it train? How long did it take you to train to get to a certain point, a certain position? If you're someone who's in corporate world, whatever you do, how long did it take you to get, you didn't just do something 3 times and then remember. How long did it take you to send the email the first time you sent an email? Emails was the most difficult thing for me. When I actually have a vivid memory of hating emails because I didn't understand how it worked. Like, it literally was like, I avoided it for like 7-8 months. When I was working in this company I was working for, I literally avoided it and I was like, oh my God. And then after like maybe the 7th or 8th time, I was like, okay, I do this and then, okay. I remember, like I actually remember that process. And had I been like, oh, 3 times and then, okay, it's not for me. Like, it's not that. So I go back to the whole thing of like, I guess it's how much you want it, innit? How much do you even want to do the things you're doing? And most of us really, really do want it, but we're just so impatient with ourselves because we treat ourselves like freaking Amazon Prime and freaking Instagram and freaking, like, we treat ourselves and humans, other humans, the same way we do technology. And we shouldn't. And actually, it's actually reverse. We value technology and instant gratification and apps and stuff better than we treat humans because it's given us the instant gratification. We gravitate towards that when actually we should be giving ourselves grace. And I will say this all the time. I might even call my daughter Grace. Anyway, we give ourselves grace. We have to give ourselves grace and other humans grace and actually realize that we are humans and nothing is going to be exactly the same every single time. How much do you want to do this? How much do you want to learn this thing? How much do you want to overcome whatever it is you're trying to overcome? Like, how much do you want to do these things? Okay, cool. Then keep trying until you get it. Because you want it, so you're going to get it. It's going to happen. Like, you want it. So you're going to, you have to put in that work. You have to put in that time. You have to put in those reps. You have to sit down like that toddler on the bottom step of the stairs and sit for 30 minutes figuring out how to tie my shoelace. And you know, 30 minutes tying a shoelace, maybe the equivalent of you trying to do something 30 times over once a week. That's 30 weeks. You know what I mean? That's almost, that's over half a year trying to figure out how to do something out. And then bearing in mind when I told her to tie the shoelace the first time, it's still not 100% right, but it's like, oh, we've made progress. And then the next time it's a bit tighter. Then the next time it's a bit tighter. Then the next time it's a bit tighter. And then maybe they lose it. You're like, oh, they start all over again. But when they've started all over again, when they've got it now, after this another 20 minutes of, like, you know, getting it, it's tight this time. Like, oh, okay. Double knots. Now we're talking triple knots. Now we're talking do it in my sleep. Now we're talking I'm going to try, I'm going to do laces for everybody in the family. I'm going to tie everyone's shoelaces because now I got it. Do you know what I mean? I feel like it's literally treat it like it is trial and error. You are figuring something out. Okay, I know to do this or not do that. And don't try and change so many components of what you're trying to do at once. Change one thing if you're trying to figure it out. Okay, I'm going to do this way for a period of time and figure it out and see what that is. And I feel like that is literally where this is advice I'm giving myself, essentially. And if you can take this, then cool. But, like, literally, especially when you're doing something that you've never done before or something you've done before but in a different confinement, so maybe you've grown as a person, maybe you look at life differently, maybe you're coming at it from a different angle. It may be something you already know, but you're coming at it from a different angle. I'll give you an example. So my ruptured Achilles, right? I've done a ruptured Achilles before. So in my mind, I'm like, I've done this before. I know what it's going to be like. No, false evidence appearing real. Fear. I don't know why I just said that. But it's false evidence. Like, this is actually, that's not real. Because, first of all, you didn't rupture it in the same way. You didn't rupture it in the same side of your leg. It's not even the same leg. You're not even the same person. So on the outside, it feels like, oh my God, yeah, like this is, I've done this. Yeah, yeah, cool. And yes, on the outside, on the surface, it is the same injury. You don't have to have surgery. It's the same type. But there's so many other components that are different. Like, I'm literally a different person. Like, and I'll tell you something now. This ruptured Achilles that I've done again on my right leg, yo, this is a different thing. The journey feels different because I've got into it different. Like, I'm a different person. So it literally feels like it's been a struggle. Oh my God, I literally thought I'd get through it. It has been a struggle. I'm like, why is this taking so long? Before, it honestly felt like the 11 months, or it was 9.5 months, technically 10 and a half months. Let's say 11 months. The 11 months, it to me, it felt like it went really quick. It was like, oh, this is crazy. And I was like, oh my God, I'm doing. And then it was like, oh, blink. And I'm like, oh, I'm healed. I literally remember saying to my physio, it's too quick, which is why I took another month. I was like, this is too quick. 9.5 months. I said, it's too quick. This happened too quick. So, you know, I had an expected heal date in my head. And the expected heal date, I hit it. It was 9.5 months. But I was like, nah, man, what is this, man? Do you know what I mean? And I'm now at the point I'm at now, I'm 8 months in. August, September, October. 9 months in, and yeah, it feels like it's taking long. Maybe because this time I was like, oh, you healed whatever, I don't know, but I literally feel like this is taking long. It feels like the longest process of my flipping life. And I'm like, Tors, you ain't never ruptured your right leg before, chill. You ain't never been even in the mental space you're in right now, chill. also this isn't the same thing. It's the same injury, yeah, but it's not the same thing. Like, chill, man. Like, we're gonna get through this. Just try and enjoy it. Try and, like, like my friend said to me, like, try and make a game out of it. Like, how many, I've got to do reps and stuff for like physio, right? They're like, how many reps can you do? How many? Yeah, this doesn't feel like a game to me. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I don't feel like a game, but I'm constantly, I'm constantly having to remind myself that I ain't never been there before. This is new. I am a toddler on that step, trying to tie a shoelace. Like, I've never tied a shoelace before. Oh, maybe I have on my right leg, but I couldn't do my left leg. I don't know. You know what I mean? Maybe it's two different. Maybe it's a different pair of shoes. Here, let's put it that way. You are tying shoelaces, but it's a different pair of shoes. Maybe the same shoes in a different color, and the laces for they're the same, but then maybe they're like a little bit different. Do you know what I mean? Like, similarities, but not the same. So it's like, cool. Give yourself grace. Like, that didn't work. Okay, cool. We do this. Like, at the moment, because I'm an accountability person. This time it's been really hard for me to keep up with my physio, because last time I saw my physio every 2 weeks, which is my capacity to do things by myself. 2 weeks. After 2 weeks, I start to drop off. This time around, I've only been able to see my physio every 3 to 6 months, which is ridiculous because it's a nine, it's 11 months process, so it's mad. But anyway, so I put my physio that I saw a couple of weeks ago, who wasn't my normal physio, she told me to put post-it notes around my house. And that worked for about 10 days. So now I'm like, okay, cool. We have to try something else now, because I'm starting to forget to do my physio. There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's 7 post-it notes where I am right now. 7. 7. Bright green. Every single one of them says something different. I have started to ignore them all. I don't even see them. There's one on my ceiling when I wake up in the morning. I guess I don't wake up with my eyes looking up the ceiling. There's one on my ceiling. There's one on my bedroom door. There's one on my, when I sit down on the toilet. TMI. There's one in front of me, and there's also one on my mirror when I'm brushing my teeth. Like, that's the only one that reminds me. Oh, do stand on your leg while you're brushing your teeth. Stand on one leg. That's the only one that reminds me, because I'm staring at it like in the mirror, and because I'm standing still while I'm doing something, I'm like, okay, let me do it. The rest of them, they don't work. So I'm like, okay, cool. This isn't working now. What other things can we do? What else can you do? What things have you done in the past that have helped you get through things you don't really want to do? Because I hate physio. It's flipping dead, mate. But I need to get through this process. I want to get better. I want to heal. I want to be able to go back to skiing, go back to tennis, swim, go jump, run. I want to be able to do these things, and I'm currently not able to do those things, right? So I'm like, okay, what else can we do to make this make sense? We just reset. You reset and you start again. We try something else, And if it is reps that we have to do, then we do reps. We do reps and reps and reps and reps until we get this, And I feel like, for me personally, being off socials and being, I mean, Amazon doesn't help, but being off socials and being not around things that have rewarded me with instant gratification has almost like helped me like reset. Like, actually, you have to just do the work. Tori, it's just you and you. You have to do the work. And if you don't, that's cool. But know that you're not gonna get what you wanna get. And that is literally the long and short of it. You're not gonna know how to tie your shoelaces. You're just not. And is that gonna hinder you in life? Probably. So what's the alternative? Do the reps, sit on the bottom of the stairs, and do the reps to get your shoelace. Do you know what I mean? Figure it out. You know what I mean? There may be even hacks. Maybe there's shoelaces that are like, what are they called? Stretchy. You don't have to do that. But there's gonna come a point where you probably have to tie your shoelace. You know what I mean? Like, you can skirt around it, but there's gonna come a point where you have to do this. And wouldn't it be better to just do it now, to sit and figure it out, and take the time, take the 7 years to become a doctor, take the whatever it is, and then you're done. Like, once you've done it, you're done. Maybe there's things you need to do, upkeep and all this other stuff, but it's gonna be nowhere near as strenuous, long, as tiring as the beginning stages of trying to figure it out. So my message to you and to me is, treat everything like trial and error. You want to do something, you want to achieve something, cool. Put in the reps. It ain't working, we try again. Okay, that didn't work, we try again. That's not working, or this is making me miserable. Like, I'm actually not enjoying this. Let me change the process. Let me change my approach of how I'm gonna do this, right? Even with me, the physio, I'm like, maybe I just need to go on a walk. Because when I walk outside, I remember to do stuff. So I'm walking to the train station, I'm doing stuff, and I'm like, maybe I just need to go out and walk. Maybe that's the process I need to do rather than sitting in my house and doing things. Maybe I need to go to a park and just, there's like greenery literally across the road. Maybe I could just go there and do it outside, you know? In my house is like the same environment. Maybe I need to change the environment. You just need to figure out what that is. You might figure out on the 10th time, you might figure out on the 100th time. You may have to change every single time you do it just to get there. We do this today, then this tomorrow, then this. So it just constantly feels like you're changing. I like things that change, so that might be something for myself. But yeah, man, don't give up. Like, don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give in to this instant gratification of like, oh, I should be better now. I should get it now. It shouldn't be this hard. And no, man, like literally treat it like trial and error. That didn't work. We reset. We try again. And we figure it out and we get to our destination, you know? For some reason, that's what I needed to say. I don't know who needed it. Maybe I needed it for physio, I don't know. But I needed to say that. So maybe next week we talk about false positives. Maybe, who knows? But yeah, that's it this week. New season. Season four, baby, coming at y'all. I predict some changes coming my way, or coming your way, for this season. I predict some changes coming. It's gonna be good. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your ears, and you'll hear from me. Oh, something told me to say, the path of least resistance. I don't know. I don't know if that's got to do with the process when you're trying to learn something. Don't necessarily have to be the hardest way. You can go with the path of least resistance to get you there. Whoa, bump, that literally just randomly popped into my head. So someone needed that. I don't know who you are, but you needed that. Yeah, path of least resistance. Everything doesn't have to be difficult. Everything doesn't have to be a struggle. Like, oh, because this is really hard, I must be doing it the right way. Because it's really difficult, I must be. Nah, B. It don't have to be. Like, it literally don't have to be, you know? Doing reps over and over and over again could be the path of least resistance rather than trying to do, you know, once every week versus you doing it like 50 times a day, you know. 50 times a day is ease gonna might be easier than once a week, because once a week you've forgotten it now. It's been 7 days, you've forgotten it, you know? So path of least resistance. I don't know why that's what I don't know why, but someone needed that. If it was you, let me know. Yeah, anywho's, I'll do my outro again. Thank you for your time, thank you for your ears, and you'll hear from me next week. Bye.